From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. On Friday, many University of Missouri graduate students found out they no longer receive help from the university to pay for their health insurance. Graduate students from across campus gathered to discuss their concerns and plan for the next step today. Rebecca Smith from the Health and Wealth Desk has more.
This decision affects graduate students from every department who work for MU as teaching assistants, research assistants, and library assistants. One of the graduate students affected is Jennifer McKinney Wilson, a fifth-year PhD candidate in the sociology department. She spoke during the graduate student forum held today, which more than 400 students attended.
When we found out on Friday that we had lost our insurance, I was 22 days away from my delivery date.
Now she says she's 19 days away, already in labor, and since Friday, has had no insurance.
Well, being a graduate student's always been a little difficult and challenging. I mean, you have to make sacrifices to be here, right? So we all, most of us took cuts in pay and things to come here. So up until today, there were sacrifices, but it was doable. And now it doesn't seem so doable.
MU's decision comes after an IRS rule that took effect July 1st. Under the Affordable Care Act, the IRS will fine employers who give their employees subsidies to help them buy their own insurance. MU is offering the more than 3,000 students affected a one-time fellowship to help offset the costs of health insurance. Graduate students shared ideas of what to do next, including unionizing and walking out of classes they are scheduled to teach next week. I'm Rebecca Smith.
A group of Missouri gas station and convenience store owners is backing taxing cigarettes an additional 23 cents per pack. The Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association today announced it's filing two similar initiative petitions for the tax increase. The initiative petitions would change state law to hike the current cigarette tax from 17 cents to 40 cents per pack, or roughly 135%. The petitions also call for a 50% tax increase on other tobacco products. Missouri now has the lowest cigarette tax in the country. The association estimates the taxes would raise more than $800 million in a decade. One petition would funnel that money into the state's general revenue fund. The other would set revenue aside for transportation needs. Recent Missouri test scores show most students in the state's two failing school districts are not proficient in math or English. The scores released today show a majority of students at Normandy Schools and Riverview Gardens near St. Louis scored poorly on new standardized tests. It's difficult to compare school results this year to last year because students were given a new test this year to align with new academic standards. Still, students attending Normandy and Riverview Gardens schools scored well below the state averages in every subject. For example, about 60% of Missouri students scored proficient or better in English. Only about 24% of Normandy students scored that well. About 23% of Riverview Gardens students tested proficient or advanced. The Columbia Public Library downtown has reopened after a third round of treatment to rid the facility of fleas finally did the job. The library was closed late last week as the first two rounds of treatment didn't fully eradicate the bugs. The library reopened on Saturday morning. I'm Ryan Femuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.